Lots of news stories to report. It looks like a NATO airstrike has killed one of Muammar Gaddafi's sons, and some news reports are seeing some of his grandchildren. That's unfortunate if that happens. None of the NATO powers-to-be or any of the governments that are involved in this conflict will admit that they're actually after Gaddafi, but I don't know. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, we'll see what happens to that duck. It's interesting to see that Barack Obama has finally produced his birth certificate. I never thought that he wasn't an American. I thought it was kind of a dopey controversy. That pompous ass Donald Trump is now saying that because of him, they were able to get the birth certificate produced. Again, I don't think it was a big issue anyway, but any press for Donald Trump thinks is good press. That's just my opinion. Leaning to the right the way that I do, it's very important, and I know for you detractors out there, I don't live in the United States, but I do follow politics there, and a large portion of my audience is in the States, that the Republicans find a candidate to run against Obama, and Donald Trump isn't that candidate. Who knows if he will even run? Some days I think he will, some days I think he won't. If anything, he'll probably get another reality show out of this. But the reality is that Donald Trump will not get elected president, in my opinion, and the Republicans have to do something better than Ron Paul or Mitt Romney to run against Obama. Well, those will say that, well, who was Barack Obama before he came president? Well, because of all the anti-Bush hatred out there, anybody that ran at that time on the Democratic ticket was pretty much a shoo-in to win. Is that what's going to happen for the Republicans? Well, I hope so, but we need a good, or they need a good, strong candidate to go against Mr. Obama. If you saw the White House press correspondents' dinner, I thought Obama was funny at some point. The dopey comedian wasn't. Seeing Donald Trump there was interesting. And I even saw a story about another dinner where, it's kind of starting to sound like red buttons here, where Sarah Palin asked Rachel Maddow to get her a Diet Coke. Only on the Drudge Report will you see stuff like that. Anyway, that's kind of a breakdown of what's been going on in the last few days. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.